Hello, everybody, once again, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and we have some special guests with us today. We have Kevin Longstreth and Lisa Bucker. Is that correct, Lisa?
You got it.
And Robert Lurie Children's Hospital. They are here representing that organization. We're happy to have them. And, you know, there's a lot of work that they do with children and adults all over this area and people in need of heart transplants and other situations that come up that they depend on these folks. And these folks depend on what you do and what you support them with and how you support them. So, Kevin and Lisa, tell us about Lurie's.
Well, Lurie Children's celebrated last year in 2022, celebrated its 100th anniversary. So what started by Julia Foster Porter as an eight-room cottage.
140th.
Oh, what did I say?
100.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. I made a mistake, too, Lisa. Don't feel bad.
140th anniversary, right. So started as an eight-room cottage, is now a state-of-the-art facility that has over 300 rooms.
Wow.
Yeah, over 300 beds. And most of those years, of course, were spent in the Lincoln Park neighborhood of Chicago. But 10 years ago, just a little over 10 years ago, the move was made to the Streeterville neighborhood. And we are right next door to Northwestern's medical campus.
Is that when Ann and Robert Lurie came into play?
Right. Ann Lurie's transformational gift really allowed leadership to build the state-of-the-art hospital that they moved into in 2012.
Fun fact about Ann Lurie, she actually worked at Children's Memorial at Lurie Children's Hospital before it was Lurie Children's Hospital as a critical care nurse.
Isn't that awesome? It just shows how much people care about what they're doing and about, you know, the children and what's going on there. So tell us more about the hospital, Kevin and Lisa.
Well, the main campus is in Streeterville, like I'd mentioned, but we do have 17 outpatient centers. So we know how important it is to be able to meet children and their families where they're at.
Mm-hmm. And you have clinical care and you have advocacy and research and things like that that maybe the folks should hear about?
Right. So, you know, we do this. It's a model of care, right? So it's an acronym, CARE. C, the critical, you know, the clinical care, achieving the best outcomes throughout the medical center and across the communities. Advocacy, we are championing efforts to ensure every child thrives. And we do research, right? We pursue discoveries with innovative work, and we deliver on the promise of a cure through our efforts in the Stanley Manley Research Institute. And then, of course, education is a big part of what we do. We're training the next generation of care providers.
That's great because, you know, it's people don't realize that how awesome it is to have an organization, a hospital like yours in the Midwest here, to be located here to help children. That's really fantastic. How about as far as the main hospital itself, I know it's located downtown campus in Chicago, but you go into like exceptional care for kids. How does that work?
You know, one of the most amazing aspects of the care we provide could be categorized as non-medical. So I'm going to go into an aspect that people don't really know much about. You think of a hospital, right? You think of a doctor, a nurse, a bed, some medical equipment. One thing you don't think about are meeting the needs of the families that also not only improve the patient family experience, but have been shown to improve health outcomes. So what is family services? It's creative activities, educational programs, resources to support the patients and their families mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So this is all in addition to these you know, fantastic areas of specialty that we are ranked number one, you know, in Illinois as a standalone children's hospital, and in the, you know, top 25 across the country for all the care specialties. But in family services at Lurie Children's, we talk about a team of people who are social workers and chaplains available 24 hours a day for patient families. We had art therapists who are there to do sessions with art and music therapy for patients, families, and you know, processing the weight of what they're going through from the medical situation, and interpreters in over 180 languages. We have activity coordinators, teachers who are there on staff, on site, so that a kid who is physically stuck in the hospital for days, weeks, months at a time will not fall behind on their schoolwork. And that, you know, just because you had cancer for a semester doesn't mean you have to be held back in your grade. You can show back up with those kids that you had to leave. And, you know, as part of your journey, you shouldn't have to fall behind in other areas of your life. And then there's thousands of volunteers that do many of the aspects of family services to keep it thriving as a support mechanism for the family as they go through those aspects of medical care that that you probably think of, you know, more straight up as what a hospital does provide. So I did want to make sure we plugged that family services, because that would not exist without the philanthropic support that comes through Tulare Children's from the community. And it's just a very special aspect of the care that we provide.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we got involved in this through CODA because of the young child, Levi Olson, that you did a heart transplant at your hospital. And one thing led to another, and we talked to him, and then all of a sudden we were talking to you, Kevin, that let's bring you folks on the show because there's more elements to it. CODA helps out, but then you're down in there, the nitty-gritty, helping out the families and what takes place. Because if they're there for a long time, you're right, what happens to the family? What do they do? I mean, how about lodging? Where do they stay?
Right, the care coordination, right? I know, and CODA does a lot of that for these, primarily for patients that are going through the transplant process. You know, there's the Ronald McDonald House that has it's actually has rooms within the hospital, something that not people know about, where you can, you know, certain families can stay within the hospital in the Ronald McDonald House, rooms that are like hotel rooms tucked away into the hospital.
Right. And then the main facility on Grand Avenue in Chicago is just a handful of blocks away, and a shuttle is constantly running to and from.
Right. So, and you know, there's so much support that is needed, because you do have to leave a lot of your life to come into these care situations that just sweep everything away. And if we can help coordinate, if we can help be, you know, child life specialists, help you kind of process that, those not only, you know, mental, emotional, spiritual situations, but then the logistics of that can be a nightmare for a family, we're there to have staff to support.
You probably have a wide range of patients that come in, from young children like Levi, who's 4 and a half, I'm sure, all the way up to, what, 18, 19, 20 years old?
Depends on what they're being cared for, treated for. Certainly some of our patients are in their 20s, and then we want to be really sensitive to that bridge to adult care, right, whether that be at Northwestern Hospital or somewhere else. But it's not as though 18 is necessarily always the cutoff, right? We want to be sensitive to what that person's needs are. But certainly we've got an adolescent medicine program. Sometimes when people think about a pediatric hospital, they're thinking about a toddler or an infant. But indeed, we've got programs, and we're treating, teenagers too.
And we're treating everyone. We're improving the access to care as well for the patient populations we serve. You know, something like 58% of our patients are either underinsured or uninsured. So some people think of, oh, Lurie's that fancy hospital downtown on the Magnificent Mile. Well, you know, not only our main campus, but our other outpatient facilities and places where we have partner hospitals. You know, we are there to serve anyone who needs the care, in, you know, who is a child with or without insurance, and you know, provide them the exact same comprehensive care that everybody else gets.
So you have to depend on donations for support and grants. Correct.
Right. Philanthropy, Kevin mentioned, is a big part of why we're able to offer what we do in family services, but it certainly plays a part in what Kevin just mentioned, the uncompensated care portion, right? Our ability to care for every child, to make sure that our doors are open for every child and family who needs us in the Chicagoland area and beyond.
And I would imagine, too, when you're working with a teenager that's 17, 18 years old, it's a little bit more challenging. I mean, sure, younger kids have a challenge, but the teenagers, they're going through this whole change, and I'm sure it makes it more difficult for everybody.
Well, and it's a unique time, right? The time that we're all navigating right now, it's unique, there are a unique set of challenges there. And I think that for teenagers and for adolescents in particular, their needs are, we're meeting them where they're at. And mental health is certainly on everyone's mind now, but there's a real need there. And Lurie Children's is working to meet it.
A largely underserved patient population is that adolescent medicine, you know, the teenagers who need to have a resource. And Lurie Children's opened a center related to adolescent and young adult medicine only, you know, just what, five, six years ago, and focusing on the patient population, because there are a lot of unchecked, you know, mental health and physical health aspects that we're uncovering that you know, these patients have not been served, and we're giving them a space to go and resources.
And as they recover, do they also go to the one floor at Ronald McDonald House, or do they go to a different location in recovery?
It would depend on what the child or the adolescent is being treated for. Ronald McDonald House certainly helps those families who are spending some time. So if a child is in inpatient care, plenty of the service that we provide is outpatient, and you know, a place like Ronald McDonald House wouldn't be necessary in those cases.
Right, but having those outpatient locations available is very important to all those follow-ups.
Sure.
And so that you're not having to go all the way downtown if you live out in Skokie or the west side, you know, south side, any side that you're not right in downtown. We are expanding our care to make it closer to home for everybody who is a patient short-term, and a lot of patients who are long-term who need that follow-up.
And I would mention that, you know, COVID, I guess we've got to try to think about if there have been silver linings in all of this, right, in the last almost 3 years. Telemedicine really has taken a place, right? I don't know that we were doing as much with telemedicine before the pandemic, and we're certainly not the only healthcare provider who's doing that, but that's really helped Larry Children's reach those families and those children who needed to be reached with mental health services. I mean, not everything. I mean, certainly there are plenty of things that cannot be accomplished through a telemedicine appointment.
Sure.
But it really did expand our access.
We're going to pause a moment just to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're here talking to Kevin and Lisa from Lurie Children's Hospital. The challenges that you have, I think, must be difficult at times, because when you get into the economy being slow or having problems with the funds coming in, that must make it very difficult for you to navigate those waters.
The pandemic has certainly brought the medical center challenges, right? I mean, we navigated that period of time where, for plenty of safety reasons, good reasons, people were really sort of holding on, just waiting. We're not going to seek care right now, right? And so they held off on things.
Right, and so now all of a sudden your staff doesn't match your patient
population. Yeah.
And so that was a major imbalance. 2020 was definitely a wild year for everybody in the healthcare space, and Lurie Children's was no exception. The pandemic relief, you know, without that, our budget would have been much more of a nightmare, and without philanthropic partners stepping up as they did, right? That has been a staple of our model to provide everything that we provide. And so to see that, it's really been inspiring to see the community of not only, you know, individual supporters, foundations, corporations, volunteers still braving, you know, the world that was COVID in that year and since, right, to have everybody stay with us is just really inspiring and allows us to keep serving patients to the tune of 239,000 patients that we served last year. You know, we're talking about record-breaking numbers of patients we're serving, as we grow and as we move into the future.
And so now we're navigating, sort of coming full circle. People might have been pausing in 2020 or 2021, but now we're in a position in terms of right-sizing. And I think any organization, whether you're a profit or nonprofit or for-profit, needs to think about right-sizing in the last number of years. Now we're, you know, now staffing and recruiting and retention has the focus of leadership, because people have options and people are moving around. But the families and the children are back and they need us. So leadership is paying a lot of attention to that.
Right, a very tough job our clinical staff has in serving the needs.
Yeah, what type of budget, is there any kind of a number you look at that you need to operate per year? I mean, is it, I know it's a moving target depending on the people that come in, the patients that come in, but is there any idea what that amount comes to?
Well, I can say that we mentioned uncompensated care, or the number of children we're seeing who are either underinsured or uninsured. That number is around $180 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, those are philanthropy is a real help in addressing some of those gaps.
That is a real challenge. I mean, that is a lot of money. And I mean, what you're doing, you're saving lives. And what better thing than to save the life of a child? I mean, that's just kind of brings a tear to your eye. I mean, to be able to do things like that. But that's really a big budget. It's got to be a lot of work for you folks.
Well, we're really privileged. We're really honored to work with. We've got so many friends, so many people who give in so many different ways. And they're all motivated, I think, by, you know, seeing children thrive, giving children the best possible chance at thriving in this world that we're navigating right now.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome. Are there ways that people can help that don't know how to help? I mean, there's people out there that, I mean, Lurie's has a wonderful name in the city and the area, and some people might say, well, gee, how can I help? I know you can make donations, but are there other things they can do?
There's so many avenues.
All right, Lisa, let me have it. Come on. All right.
There's so many avenues that a person can take in being involved with Lurie Children's. We've got people who do our Step Up event that's happening, next weekend?
Okay, let's tell the folks what that is.
Well,
okay.
You've done it.
Step Up for Kids. You know, it's actually walking all the steps of the Aon building, if you've seen that in the Chicago skyline.
Old Sears Tower.
That's right. Well, no, it's okay. Near there. It's near there.
Is it?
But it's right on Grant Park, and it's called the Aon building. It's probably just as tall, actually, because I did it the first year I worked at Lurie Children's. 80-something floors. You know, you come up there. Some people do it in a heroic fashion with a kid. I think I saw two kids strapped to one mom taking all the floors on.
And wow.
She's like passing me, and I'm thinking, wow, I need to get in better shape over here.
Right.
but you know, that's a way to kind of come out and attend one of these really cool events that then you have made a fitness goal, or you bring in a team of like the steppers, and there's people wearing shirts that have the same, you know, team name on them, and they get their church involved or their neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so it's just to see everybody showing up to do that, to have a good time. You know, there's a once you get to the top floor, if you get there, well, everybody gets there. You can take an elevator if you have to. Okay. It's fine. You get to the top and it's kind of like a party. Right. And so you enjoy that. You have a good time. You do it for a great reason. And it's to help these patient families who need it. And you're raising money and you're connecting with other people. And there's a lot of patient families themselves who have decided, well, now I'm going to do Step Up every year to commemorate and to give back, right, to the care that I received. So that's one of the kinds of events that you can do that's a more of a physical, fun aspect, but that's not it.
And I think that events like that, like the marathon, Lurie Children's has a marathon team and Step Up, it provides a really important outlet for all of those family members or neighbors or friends who don't know, who know that the family is struggling or navigating something really, really difficult, right? Or they're celebrating that the child is in recovery, right? And now thriving. And they're looking for an outlet beyond something beyond giving $100 or $50. They'll do that, but they want to come together. And this provides a really special opportunity. That's what we see, all these team shirts, like Team Ryan or Team, it's really special. It's emotional.
So how do you get that out? I mean, besides the normal folks participating, how do you get that out to the rest of the public to know what's going on?
Mm-hmm. In terms of how they can participate, how they can engage
with us?
Sure,
and making them aware of it, that, hey, this is what's going on, this is what's coming up.
Well, we've got, Lurie Children's has, of course, a marketing and PR team, and they're responsible for, and they're really helpful to those of us who work at the foundation in making sure that we're top of mind in the community, right? And then it's up to all of us at the foundation to help anyone who's interested in supporting us find the right avenue, right? Meet that friend where he or she is at, because it's more than this event support. We've certainly got people who might, you know, celebrate their birthday or anniversary or what have you and send out a friend raiser, right? And that's one way to raise dollars, or a lemonade stand, what have you. Kevin and I, you know, we work in planned giving, so we're helping people understand gifts of assets, right? So what avenues do you have? Is it your IRA? Is it a donor-advised fund? Is it something that's in your portfolio? Is it a gift that comes later, right? Is it a gift that comes through your estate? We're just helping people understand what their options are, right?
Well, I would think if a lady with two children passed Kevin on the stairs, going up the top, that he'd donate probably a week's salary. He'd be so embarrassed by that.
I was inspired as well as embarrassed. You know, and I would say that the I know I do it at the beginning of every year. I go to LurieChildrens.org and I look through. Okay, what are the events? There's so many places to connect. There's so many ways to use this energy I have and other people have, and say, you know, they know about my work and where I work and how excited I am about it. And they say, well, how can I get involved? And I look at, you know, there's lots of ways. So we try to meet people where they're at, whether it's a, you know, there's a gala to go to, right? There's a first look for charity where you get to go to the auto show early and check out the cars. And that is where Lurie Children's partners with several other charities to then, you know, share that benefit. But looking at that website gives you a list of like the calendar of events, where you might have time, where you might get excited. And I can guarantee you not everybody's going to get excited about that 80-floor walk. They sure might want the cocktails and the tux more. You know.
Well, why don't you tell the folks very slowly that website again?
So it's LurieChildrens with an S .org. So LurieChildrens.org.
And if they wanted to call somebody to reach out, to ask a question, who would they call and what number would they call?
The foundation's number is 312-227-7500. That's probably the best number.
I wish you'd do that again.
Sure.
Lisa.
It's 312-227-7500.
And do they ask for anyone, when they get that number, ask for anyone in particular?
We've got a team who is answering that line, who's going to be really good at directing that person to the person, you know, the team that makes most sense for them, depending on what they're interested in doing or how they're interested in participating, how they're interested in supporting Lurie Children's.
So when Kevin does the walk again, what is it you have to donate to make sure he gets to the top? What's the dollar value there?
Well, I think that it's pooled together, right? Like you have
right.
a fundraising page and
right, yeah, and you know, it Step Up is there's a pretty reasonable minimum to get to. I think it's in the $50 to $100 range, right, for you or your team. And I know their Step Up is one event where it's focused on raising money for family services that we talked about before. And there's an event called Move for Kids, where it is really just about anybody coming together. There's no minimum, right? So Move for Kids, last year we did it at Soldier Field, which was awesome. There was a kids dash. So kids did like a 50-yard dash, and I don't think anybody fell that year, which was great. But I was there with our film crew, and I was dodging kids left and right. And there's also a 5K kind of walk run that they did around Soldier Field. So we get creative with that event every year where there's no fundraising minimum. You just come and participate. And yeah, if you want to, you know, have your team raise some funds, you can. So that's Move for Kids is another great event that has no minimum. And just like we fold everybody in who wants to enjoy it. And it's a party of a day. And, last year Soldier Field, we'll see what our plan is for this year, but check the website and we'll keep it posted. That's usually out in the spring, so we can do it outside.
And I would just add that those events are in the city, right? That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got plenty of families and plenty of supporters who don't live in the city or anywhere near the city. And our team on community engagement are really, really good at helping those communities with their own events, right? Something that's closer to home.
I was just going to ask you about the outreach, because there are people that live in the suburban areas. What is your outreach to them so they get involved too?
Well, our community engagement team really shoulders that and really helps with that. Our corporate relations team does too. We've got plenty of really special corporate partners. Ace mm-hmm. Hardware is one mm-hmm. of them. And I know that there are a couple of our colleagues who, that's what they do. They work very closely with Ace on events that are happening at the ACE location in Lombard or in Barrington.
And let them get creative for how they can engage their communities, and they get excited about, can we do a lemonade stand? Yes, we have some experience with that. Can we do a barbecue, use our ACE grills or something? You know, they have a lot of ways to support, but then just say, run with it, guys. You know, we'll show you how to, you know, help the funds make their way to Lurie, but get creative and enjoy it and have a good time.
Well, I'm going to probably make a donation, but I'm going to do it on one condition. It's got to be the thing with Kevin going up the stairs.
Okay.
I'm going to give him a challenge. I'll get together with him when we're off air.
I'm volunteering for that event, so I'll be watching.
Nice.
I'll make sure
nice.
He makes it
well,
up the stairs.
I'll beat my previous time.
Well, I want to thank Kevin and Lisa for joining us today from Lurie's Children's Hospital in Chicago. It's been great having them on our show today and talking about all the fine things they do there. And they need your support. They need your help like everybody else does. And it's for the kids. So let's help them out if we can. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com. Contact us if you have any questions. Thank you again, folks. Have a great day.